something for the weekend. It's Trina here and we've rushed a lady in. She's got 5 minutes spare out of her very, very busy day. Rosemary Murphy, good morning.
Hi Trina, how are you?
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you in, and I know you're a big listener of the show, so it's a bit different having a listener in on the show, but I had to tell people your story. How many children do you have?
I have 10 and one on the way, which will make for a total of 11.
11 children. And you look about 22.
Oh, thanks, but I'm old enough to have teenage kids.
Oh my God. And you want to see this, lady? We're going to put a photograph of you up because you're so glamorous as well.
Oh,
I've never seen such a glamorous, heavily pregnant lady. How on earth did you come to have almost 11 children?
I've just always wanted a big family. I love the dynamics of having a big family, lots of personalities, all add something different to the mix. I couldn't imagine having only one or two now at this stage in the game. It just somehow all works and we love it, we enjoy it.
So when you started off, how old were you when you had your first?
I was 20 when I had my first
baby. Okay, so you weren't even... Yeah, so you weren't even like as if you were 15 or something, and then that's how you came to have some.
No.
So you must be pregnant literally your whole life.
Almost, yeah. Small age gaps, but I just love it. I really enjoy pregnancy as well. I think you have to want so many. It doesn't mean we're perfect. Of course, we have arguments, we have our difficult times, but we all pull together and it all works somehow.
Let's count down through the ages. What do you have?
Caitlin is 16. Jaden is 11. Kai is 10. Finn is 7. Cody is 6. Skylar is 5. Lara is 4 in September, Brittany is 2, and Maeve is 11 months.
And another one coming.
Baby due in October, hopefully, yeah, all going well.
So literally, you must know the people down in the Rotunda Hospital. You know them by first names.
They're our family. They're an extended version of our family. We just love them there. They'll always have a very special place in our hearts. I'm like the furniture there at this stage.
I'd say you're practically qualified as a midwife. You know every stage. You know everything that happens in pregnancy.
Well, you're always learning as you go along. Every pregnancy is different. Every birth is different. There's no such thing as knowing everything. But yeah, maybe a future career in the Rotunda when I'm done having my babies. You never know.
Now, is number 11 going to be it?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I would certainly be open to having one more, but we haven't. I have no plans to go again straight away after baby comes. We'll just see how it goes. If more is meant for us, then wonderful. And if not, then we're so lucky with what we have already.
Oh my God, I can't even. I've got one at the moment, right? And I just can't even imagine having two or three.
Well, I promise you, the biggest change is going from no children to one and then one to two. Once you have four, you might as well have 14. It's exactly the same. It's no extra work. I haven't found any extra work going from 4 to 10, and hopefully it will be the same with number 11. They just kind of all slot in and you find your routine and you find what works for you and you go with it.
Your house must be an absolute mansion, is it?
No, not at all. I live in a very normal sized house. I'm as dull as dishwater, but we make it all work. We have 5 bedrooms that we're using currently. They do share, but they love it. They love being together. They have a great closeness as siblings, which is what I wanted for them. I love that they'll always have each other. I'm sure now when they're all teenagers, they want their own space.
Yeah.
It's probably not a forever home. We probably will move at some stage, but for now, it works for us.
Is it bunk beds everywhere you look?
Bunk beds, yep. Yeah. And we're going to get some new triple ones built as well. I have a lovely playroom, which is my favourite room in the house, big kitchen. And it suits us all. We all fit in.
I found when my little one, Anna, came along 2 years ago, the amount of clothes and the amount of toys and the stuff that you need.
The clothes.
So is that a tricky one in your
house? It is a tricky one. The laundry basket is never empty. There's always washing to go on, washing to go out, and there's usually clothes on the floor as well. Let's be honest now. I'm no Mrs. Hinch, you know.
Well, I mean, come on, she doesn't have her baby yet.
Oh my girl.
When the baby comes along, there'll be clothes on the floor.
So you should see, my children all have far nicer clothes than I have. They have far more than I have, but I sure wouldn't have it any other way. I have so much fun dressing them, and I actually need a trip to IKEA at the weekend to buy a new wardrobe to accommodate the girls' ever-growing wardrobes. And I also like each baby to have their own things, so I have hand-me-downs plus the new stuff, so
yeah,
it makes for a very busy, chaotic house.
Because people might say, oh sure, you have 10 now, so they must be all be getting second-hand hand-me-downs, but you have to kind of
have new stuff for each baby. Like, they deserve their own things,
and the stuff gets wrecked as well.
The stuff gets wrecked, yeah, let's face it, like, nothing lasts forever in a big family house, and we constantly have plates breaking, cups breaking, have to go out and buy some more.
I'm stressed. Well, you know what? About this.
I'm very laid back. Nothing really stresses me that much. Obviously, if you know you have to be somewhere on time, but that's the same whether you have one or 10 kids. It's just the kind of running late. And
so your routine then every day, Rosemary, talk to me. What time do you get up at in the morning? And you're pregnant, you're heavily pregnant, so there's no lie-ins going on here.
Well, at the moment now, it could be anything from 6:30 to 7:30, depending on when baby wakes up. She's actually a really good sleeper, but when they're in school, we'd get up at 6:30 just to start getting them, to make sure they're all ready. Lunch bags, lunch boxes, uniforms. My husband is also there a lot in the mornings as well, so I do have help. There's always a shoe gone missing, no matter how much you organise the night before. You always have a shoe or something gone missing, or, "Mom, actually this project was due today, I have to get this done." So there's always a bit of rush. I suppose organised chaos is probably a good way to describe it, because it is organised but might seem chaotic to some looking in, but it's just their normal, we're just used to it.
10 lunches to do every day, so your grocery shop must be
high, yeah.
I mean, how many trolleys do you need?
We do multiple shops, there's never just one big shop. We do 3 or 4, maybe even 5 trips a week to stock up
each time,
and they never stop eating, let's face it. Like, they constantly want to eat, but they love my cooking, they love trying new recipes. I'm very passionate about home cooking and giving them homemade food. Now sometimes we do get takeaway, sometimes we have fish fingers and chips, but I think it's about balance and kind of planning your meal plans in advance and knowing what you're going to make as much as possible, because I find if I'm not up planned, I end up doing something random quickly or spending more than what I would if I planned it in advance. So planning.
So how many sliced pans are you going through a week?
It could be 5, it could be 6, just depends on how much bread.
And milk, you must have a huge fridge.
I don't even know, I've lost track. We have an American fridge freezer, and just always constantly restocking, or out of milk, or out of yogurt, you know. And they love going shopping, and we'd always try and make effort to bring smaller groups out or to have one-on-one time with them as well, because they do need time to just you
with their mum or their dad,
with the mum or dad, spend time with, to help with the shop and get them involved with the cooking, and you can kind of get chats going with, like, very informally, and they kind of tell you little bits of information you might miss otherwise.
Yeah,
I just love it. I'm a full time mum, so I don't have an outside job at the moment.
I'm
so.
A come here.
So I kind of have
number
that,
11 on the way.
I kind of have that leeway. I don't have to have my hair and makeup done up for 7 in the morning. I have that time to get the kids up, dress, breakfast, and then I can concentrate on myself. And sometimes I stay in pyjamas for the day.
Well, you're right. You're dead right. You've almost 11 children here. My God. Then when it comes to doing, you know, things around the house, getting the chores done, how do you manage it all?
We get it done. We do give them.
Do you have a cleaner, Rosemary?
No. Not at the minute, we don't, but we will be looking into it now before new baby arrives to get a deep clean done, because there is a lot to be done. And sometimes there's dishes left in the sink or the floor is a bit late being washed, but I don't stress about it. It is what it is. The kids come first, their time comes first. As long as they're happy, fed and washed, I can do everything else after and catch up. Now, we do give them little jobs around the house, but it's not because we need their help. It's to have them involved and maintain their own environment. I think it's important that they learn that they're not always going to have mammy or a cleaner. That they need to do stuff for themselves. All my boys can cook, they can all be on the washing machine, they can all be on the dryer. Let's face it, if you can work an iPad, you can work a dryer.
Yes.
So it's about getting them involved and helping them with self-care.
Absolutely.
They're not doing you a favour, you're doing them a favour by teaching them, I think.
Yeah, there's too many men out there who claim they don't know how to put on a washing machine. I don't believe it.
Lads, if my 10, 11 year old can, you can do it too. Don't be using the excuses now. Hands on.
How do you get from A to be?
I don't drive at all. So
you
I walk everywhere. I have a double pram. I also am very into baby wearing, so I'd often have baby in the sling. Even while pregnant, I can still wear a Maeve. But my husband drives a Langseer, and he's currently doing his licence to get a minibus, a proper minibus.
I was going to say, you need
so
a double
we're going,
decker.
We're going for a 15 seater, I think. Now, as long as the thing has wheels and moves, that's all I know about him.
So if he's going for a 15 seater, so that makes me believe that you're going to have another 2 babies after this one.
Well, we have to get the pram in the shopping as well. So, you know, I'd never say never. Never say, okay, that's it, definitely done, because you can never say never, because you don't know what's just around the corner. I know so many people said, oh, I'm done now after number 2, and then 3, 4, 5 have come along.
Yeah.
But as long as we're able to look after them and they're happy, why not?
Yeah. Financially, though, it must be a real strain, is it?
Not really. It's expensive as you want to make it. It's all about planning. If they want things, most times we can get it. They all have the newest football gear. Like I said, they have the far nicer wardrobes than I have. It's just priorities. They're our priority. Like, we don't really go on nights out. We don't have many foreign holidays, so the money goes into the kids. We do support them ourselves. My husband works full time. I'm a full-time
mom. I know people listening to the radio right now are going to be saying, isn't that great? great for them. They're probably all on benefits.
Oh, you're not. There's no money in having a large family. No, we have a mortgage like everyone else. We bought our home privately. My husband works full time, so we do it all ourselves. We don't have babysitters. We don't have childcare. There's just myself and Stephen, and we make all happen. But what I love is, like, we can have a party without having invited anyone. We are the party.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, maybe we'd have more money or more holidays or more days out if we didn't have so many kids. But I'd rather have the kids and have less foreign trips. You've
an amazing outlook, because, you know, I do worry. I think, oh God, if we had another child, could we afford it? And then there you are with having your 11th.
Well, look, if you want something enough, you will always make it work. You'll always find a way. They've never went without anything. They've never missed out on an activity. They've never missed out on a trip because we didn't have the money. No, we always make it happen. And it's the same no matter how many you have. And you do worry about it because you don't know what's just around the corner. But all we can do is live in the now, and we're managing. We don't struggle. We're perfectly comfortable. So, and I don't feel they suffer either. People say, oh, they must not get enough time or that. Mm. No, they all get their own time. They don't feel they're missing out. A new sibling is something very normal to them. They're asking me for more, actually, once I've had a baby. Now, when are we having the next one? When are we having the baby party? And so they love it too. So it's not like they're resentful of us. They really enjoy being part of a big family. It's something very special to be part of. Yeah. Because we'll always have each other.
Does your husband ever feel sometimes, why am I working so much when I could be sitting at home and probably getting benefits and not going out to work?
No, because they're our kids. It's their responsibility to look after them, not the responsibility of everyone else. You know, I would never expect anything for nothing. If you want something, you work for it. And that's something I'm very keen to pass to my children as well. Like, we'd often say, do an extra job and you'll get some money to buy your game or whatever. And yeah, that's getting that early on in life, so they know you get nothing for nothing in life.
A work ethic.
I want them to see mummy and daddy working hard as well. Like, I study as well. I'm hoping to go back to education at some stage. So I want them to see that I still have ambition. I'm not just mum. I'm just super mum. I'm just like every other mum, just trying to do my best. And we all make mistakes, we all have regrets, and I think it's really important that if you do make a mistake, if you snap at your child, apologise to them. It's important they know you're not perfect and that we have bad days too, just like they have bad days. You know, there's no such thing as perfect, but there is happy, and we are happy.
Do you ever get days though where you think, what have I done?
No, not really. It's days when it's really busy and you're kind of holding the baby in one hand, you're cooking, or someone's at the door and you're sitting in your pajamas thinking, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock. But no, I've never had days where I wished to have done anything different. I'm just so happy that I've made my dream of having a big family come true. But there are parenting disasters, shall we say. Like last week, we had the DPD guy knock on my 2-year-old in the middle of an epic tantrum. I'm sure the man thought there's an exorcism going on in the room beside me.
So I'm going through that at the moment as well.
I sent my 13-year-old, I was like, just get the package, tell him I'm busy with her. So that's our normal. That was our normal at that moment. We do have those moments where it's loud, where there's 2 or 3 people crying, where there's dinner to be done. You're thinking, oh my God, just come on, get me to bed.
Yeah. So by what time in the evening can you actually sit down and have a cup of tea?
Kind of 8-9 PM was usually when it all kind of
quietens down.
But you'd usually hear the little footsteps upstairs, or you can hear them having the chats in the bedroom. It's like a sleepover every single night, and you're kind of like, lads, shh, keep it down, baby's asleep now.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, sure.
So you've loads of help, I suppose, when they're all helping each other as well, aren't they?
They do, but we don't expect them to help as such. Like, we're the parents, they're the kids, that's still our responsibility. I don't expect them to babysit, but they play together because they like to play together, they want to play together. But I never force them if they didn't want to.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll be quicker doing the jobs yourself, let's face it.
How many of them, for example, are cycling? There must be bikes left, right and centre, are there?
Yeah, there is. I have them in the playroom, I have them in the hall, I have them out the back, I have them in the end room. So I'm kind of, stuff everywhere.
What do your neighbours think?
I have no idea. I'm sure they do be sitting in there thinking, oh my God, what's going on in there? They're so loud. And it is loud.
I grew up right across the road from a family of 8, and me and my siblings were always in their house, and their mam welcomed us in. Even though she'd 8 of her own, she would have all of us in, and all the other kids on the road as well.
Yeah, sure,
it just wasn't a bother to her.
It'd be no difference to her. Once she's feeding 8 anyway, she may as well have another couple in. I actually would notice if I had another few added in. I have my son's friend over once, there's people going in and out.
And would you ever pop up to Liffey Valley or anything, or bring some of them?
Yeah, we often do trips with just a few of them, or we'd go, say, to see shows, or we'd go and just do something, have a meal. And
you get a date night?
Me and Stephen, no. There's always someone
Never.
Else. No.
Oh,
no,
really?
There's always someone with us. Or I'd go on my own, or he'd go on. Well, he rarely goes anywhere on his own. Let's face it, he always has someone with us.
Because can you ask anybody to mind 10 children?
No, we don't have anyone that we would ask. Maybe we would look at some stage if something came up.
She's looking at me.
Any volunteers? No, I suppose it's the organisation of it as well. Like, you can't ask one person who's not used to I'm used to it, it doesn't bother me. But someone who's not used to coming into mine 10 kids, it's a big ask.
Is there ever a time, well, I'm sure there must be times when somebody gets sick in the house and next thing it's all around the house?
Yes, the vomiting bug, the dread of vomiting bug. My husband actually has a fear of it. But you just know once it hits one person, it's going to kind of go around. I actually have a very good immune system. I'm very rarely sick. Yeah. But yeah, it's just one of those things.
So how many bathrooms do you have?
We have a main bathroom, an ensuite, and a downstairs bathroom, and then an extra one in our end room. So yeah. What's that for?
Four. So, well, kind of three and a half.
Three and a half, yeah. So it's not that much, but we're managing, and it doesn't feel overcrowded, like there's too many of us. The sickness now can be a challenge. It's one of the challenges us big families face, but you just kind of get on with it and do it. Like, what choice do you have when someone gets sick? You have to look
so
after
So when you're
them.
Going in then to give birth, you're going in for the break, really.
Well, honestly, no, it is like a little holiday, and the food is just fabulous. It's like
someone
a mini hotel.
For you.
It's like you're lying there with just your baby and someone is bringing you food. I think I'd still be there now from the last baby that hadn't kicked me out, to be honest. Boy, that's something people ask me a lot about giving birth. And Stephen does stay with the other children. He takes over from home and I go in and give birth and focus on what I'm doing. But of course, like, I don't have a partner with me, but I'm not alone because you have the staff in the hospital who are just incredible. It might be unusual to other people, but it's what works for us. We don't think it's strange. So we just do what works, really.
It's unbelievable. Do you know whether you're having a boy or a girl this time?
I do.
We'll keep that secret though, will we? Or do you want to say?
I'm happy to announce we are going to be adding another little girl to our crew in October. So that will make for five girls.
Five girls.
So the girls are catching up on the boys. We have six boys.
Okay, so I know you're going to even that one out then. You're going to have another one.
Do you know, maybe we might go for the nice even number, see if we can get the six. I know, gender doesn't matter at all. We're happy with whatever. Like, we never take for granted that we're going to be able to have another baby or get pregnant again, because we know pregnancy doesn't always have a happy ending and things don't always quite go to plan.
Because you've lost a couple of babies as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had three pregnancy losses. So an ectopic pregnancy and two miscarriages.
Okay.
And this month, actually, it will be 3 years since we lost our little boy, Jesse, to miscarriage. I think a lot of people, when they hear the word miscarriage, they imagine, oh, just a heavy period or whatever. Miscarriage is only lost before 24 weeks. So it can actually mean giving birth.
It can happen quite late. Yeah.
So we know he was a little boy. He was tiny and just absolutely perfect. It's a little bit complicated. I've had 13 pregnancies. One of my losses was a twin pregnancy. So one baby was ectopic in the fallopian tube and one baby was in the womb. The pregnancy in the womb went ahead. He's now 10.
Okay.
But obviously the fallopian tube ruptured and I lost the ectopic pregnancy.
And that was
I think the correct term is a heterotopic pregnancy, but the medics can correct me on that.
Yeah.
It's quite rare, actually. A lot of people hadn't seen it before.
Because I've heard stories about, you know, when you have an ectopic pregnancy, that it can be difficult to have another baby, and there's you with loads.
Since I had the ectopic, I found it easier to become pregnant. Maybe because the tube wasn't working properly anyway, and that's why the embryo got stuck.
Okay,
So maybe that's why it's one theory anyway.
Yeah. So. Can you imagine yourself being a midwife? Because you must know everything there is about it.
I can imagine it, and it's something I'm possibly working towards, going into something in that field in the near future, hopefully. Yeah, I definitely would like to have a job in that area once I'm done having babies myself. I think it would be amazing to welcome new life into the world every day. What an incredible job. Like,
I know, I think it is gorgeous.
They're absolutely heroes.
Yeah, we've probably actually had the same midwife at some point, because I know you're going down to the Rotunda, and that's where I had my baby as well.
Yeah.
I love them. They're so amazing. They're so supportive. Even just the way they just hold your hand.
Yeah, and they're just there. And it's such individualised care. Like, there's no one size fits all. And I actually named my daughter Mavis, named after my obstetrician that delivered her into the world. So it really is a special kind of relationship that you form.
So you're getting loyalty points or something down in the hospital.
You know, they should have like the Boots card, you know, where you collect so many points. Buy five, get one free or something.
You should definitely be getting something out of it. I just can't get over how somebody like yourself is not looking dishevelled, wreck tired, and like you wouldn't want to come into a radio station to do an interview because all you want to do is sit around in your pyjamas. But no, look, she's looking so amazing, so glamorous.
I love makeup, and I think it's so important to get yourself kind of a bit glammed up, do your hair, get dressed, because you feel better about yourself, I think, if you're you feel kind of powerful if you have your heels and your makeup on. And actually, I was on the schoolroom once and I had my heels on, baby and sling, felt great, you know, walking along. I walked past these mummies and they said, God, I feel so sorry for her. My anger levels just soared. Why
sorry for her?
Yeah,
why?
Because I had so many kids with me or whatever. They couldn't imagine having so many kids. I was so annoyed I didn't turn around and say something. Like, I clearly heard them. Yeah. I can't imagine why people would think that.
They probably think that you're a childminder.
I've had that one as well. I had a woman who thought I was a childminder and my friend said, no, she, they're all her kids. And the woman looked disgusted. Like I just told her I was a drug dealer or something. Like, absolutely crazy stuff. The comments you get are just, some of them are really funny, but some of them can be quite rude. Like, I was once told by a stranger to get my tubes tight. Yeah, in the middle of a shop. Well, it's quite
horrible. People very judgmental then?
I think we worry more about what people think because we have a big family. We feel like we're being judged harsher. If we have, say, if one of our kids has a medical issue or additional needs, we kind of worry, are people thinking it's because we're from a big family? No, it's not. It's something they were born with. It's just something they face.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think we worry more than people are actually judging us, if you know what I mean. So people might not be looking at all.
Yeah,
you're still
yeah.
thinking, oh my God, if my toddler's having a tantrum in Super Value, what are people thinking about me? Should she stop having kids or whatever?
Are the kids doing things like, you know, the sport and doing things like that as well at the weekend?
My boys play football, so it's not just weekend, it's midweek as well. We're always
so they have to get to training, they have to get to their matches.
And then I like to kind of try and do a music class with my younger kids just to try and get some one-on-one time there as well.
But the cost of that alone, Rosemary.
We just make it work. We balance it. We make sure we can afford it. We never go without. But if anyone ever did, it would be me or him before the kids, you know.
And did your husband always want loads and loads of children too?
When we first met, that was one of the first things we both talked about. We both wanted a big family. We'd both keep going as long as I was healthy and we were managing with the kids. And it hasn't really changed much over the years. I told him when I first met him, I was naming the girls and he could name the boys. He hasn't named one of the boys. I've picked most of the names. But yeah.
Because that would scare a lot of men. And when you say, when you talk to your partner, prospective partner about wanting a big family, like four is a big family these days.
Three is a big family. And I have to say, I do laugh in my head when I see people tagging like big family with three or four kids. I'm like, that's tiny. Like to them, it's big. So it's whatever you define as a big family. But I'm thinking now, even I don't think 10, I think 10 is big, but not large. Large is bigger than what I have.
How many buggies have you gone through over the years?
Oh, so many. I can't even count them. I've had everything going. At the moment, I have a bugaboo now, which is a double, which I've had for 3 or 4 years.
So maybe, the double will do
longer.
The new baby as well.
So we'll probably do the new baby as well. But I don't know. I keep my eyes out in the magazines. You never know.
The 11-month-old is still in the cot.
Yeah.
And now you need another cot.
Yeah, I think I'm going to upgrade the 11-month-old and then pass on to get a new mattress.
Because your husband must be up and down to the attic like a blue arse, do you know what?
Oh yeah, trying to get sorted and building the furniture and like, I don't need the instructions, I'll just do it. You can't be for yourself.
This is just mad. I'd love to go to your house for a weekend just to experience
you'd
this.
You'd probably find it chaotic, but we're just so used to it. Like even the noise, I wouldn't even notice if it's loud or not half time, only if they're shouting at or something. I wouldn't even notice kind of the regular noise levels where someone else coming in is probably like, oh my God, how can I get a minute's peace and quiet?
So your eldest is 16?
Yeah.
A girl or boy?
Girl.
Is she doing exams or anything? How does she study or do her homework and all the noise?
She has her own room and we kind of are trying to designate an area for study. Like we have an attic conversion and we have a little landing with us. So I think now coming into the new school season, we're going to have a little desk kind of built in there to allow them to have time to study. And they've all done really well academically. And what made me really proud about their school reports is coming home saying that my children are inclusive, that they're kind. That's really, really important. And this year on the reports, three separate reports state the support they got from home, how obvious it was they were being worked with. And that made me feel just a little bit of
proud that the work you're putting in
does show and people are picking
up on
it.
Well, it does show when you're reading to your kids and you're involved in their homework and you're doing things and it's hard.
It's really
hard to find the time. I just don't know how you do it. I think you're remarkable and you're in great form all the time. It's mad.
I suppose it's prioritising. So what's important? What can wait? What has to be done now? Like we often have dishes in our sink. We often have the bin waiting to go out. But everything that's important gets done first and then everything else you just catch up on after.
But
we never have a show house. Like we live in our home. Like, you know, it's not a show house. If you come to our house, you get as it is on the day.
Do you ever miss going on mad nights out and having a hangover the next day?
Oh, Jesus, I'm too old. And I'm always pregnant anyway, so I can't drink. So I'd be going out looking at everyone else getting drunk. But you know what? I will be honest. What I do miss out on is I don't have a circle of girlfriends to do the girls' night out, the girls' holidays. Not because I have a big family, just because that's how it's worked out. You lose touch with people.
You do.
And I do kind of miss that. I would like to have someone to meet up with to go for brunch. Let's organise it. Absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We can bring the youngest babies along and they can play together.
And that's it. I think when you're a parent, you have to kind of readjust your circle of friends to kind of try and find someone
who
has children your age. And then when you have loads of mixed age groups, you're kind of turning up to a meet up with like five or six of them.
Oh, it's hard. And it's hard as well because you don't drive as well. So they have to live fairly close to you.
And it's hard with work, and then if other people need babysitters, and kind of if one is sick, obviously you're not going to go out and leave your sick baby. So it can be hard to kind of tie in your lives with others.
And do you have siblings that can help?
No, I'm an only child. So one was enough for my mother.
No, sorry, that was just my jaw dropping. You're an only child.
I'm an only child. But I've always wanted a big family. Growing up, I was always that girl who played with her dolls and said, I'm going to have 12 or 14 kids. And people used to laugh at me. When you have one, you'll change your mind. Well, I'm still saying it. So it's backfired on them. My husband is not from a big family either. He has one brother, one sister. So neither of us.
And do they think it's nuts?
They probably do. I'm sure they do. I'm sure my mother is so proud to have raised a big family atheist who doesn't do christening or communion. We really break all the barriers, you know.
You don't do any of that, do you?
No, we have no religion. We don't do any of that. We're a big family, which is not the norm these days. So
can you imagine the cost in fairness?
We do things our own way, I suppose. And who wants to be like everyone else?
Oh, I love it.
I'm not going to live my life to please someone else. Maybe people don't approve of what we're doing, or that's their problem, not mine. I'll get on with living our life. Yeah. And as long as we're happy, that's the main thing.
You must have had these times where the kids have been really behaving badly and you just want to just basically disown them.
You learn to surf with their waves, that's what I say. I just ride it out. I just know every stage, every tough day, every tough minute, it will pass. They do turn into monsters sometimes. I've had toys thrown at me. I've been shouted at. I hate you, Mom. You know, that's normal. That's the normal part of being a parent, and it can be stressful. What's important, you don't take it personally. It's important you learn to ground yourself, breathe, practice your breathing exercises and just say, this will pass.
And Rosemary, have you worked or have you always been a stay-at-home mum?
No, I've worked in retail, I've worked in childcare, I've done college courses while having my kids. It was only since I had my fifth baby that I've been at home full-time.
Yeah.
And I have to say as well, we don't do like loans and credit cards or whatever. Any money we spend now is what we have in the bank, and we just make
it. So that's your top tip of, you know, don't get yourself into debt. The only debt that you have is your mortgage.
Yeah, we have a mortgage,
But everyone does.
No credit cards, we have a debit card, the money comes out of the account. You can't spend it if it's not there. That's the way I look at it.
So are you really strict then with your budget when it comes to doing your shopping and things?
Sometimes we are. Sometimes we just have fun. You have to kind of make the space for those extra purchases. But yeah, with food shopping, I like to make sure not much goes to waste and kind of try and stay on top of it, I suppose.
Okay, so you would never be throwing stuff out. Or if the kids don't want that particular dinner,
No, no, I'm not a restaurant, so we do one dinner and they all eat it. I can kind of tell though myself without them knowing if I know they don't really don't like something, I can kind of do a variation of it if there's something they don't like. But no, it's one meal and either you eat it or you don't.
How do you cook for that many people and have it ready all at once?
Large pots, timing, and your dinner nearly always goes cold. You're always last, or they're coming back for seconds and you're saying, ah lads, now I haven't had my first dinner yet.
So lots of stews and things like that are easier.
Lasagna, casseroles. Roast dinners are great because you can do all the veg and have your meat as well. Or I actually like a good bit of vegetarian food as well, like pastas with sauces. Works really well, really quick. And it's actually cheaper when they're all off school because you haven't got the different packed lunches. You can just cook a lunch, you can cook a breakfast, and they'll all just have
The thought in my head of all the kids off school at the moment. Oh my god.
You know, I must take a picture of all their meals laid out and pop it up and you can see the chaos. You're
putting
us,
is this all a con? Are you putting, do you really have any children at home? Are you putting us all to shame here?
I indeed have 10 healthy, happy babies running around at home waiting for dinner when I go home. But yeah, I think it's important that they eat well, but they're all good eaters and I always encourage them to try new foods as well. We love food in our house.
Can I ask, how much are you spending on the shopping?
Can be anything from 300, 400 euro a week. But that's what it is to make.
Yeah, mix. I suppose.
Like you're cooking in bulk every day. So you're cooking like you're having a party every single day. So yeah, that it is. And you want to make sure you're buying fresh stuff, that they're eating healthily, that they're eating well, that you're not just going for a pizza and popping in the oven. Sometimes we do that as well, but I try to keep the balance there and to make sure they have a nutritious home cooked food as well.
And you're in doing this radio interview and then you're going straight to the rotunda.
I have an nail appointment this evening in the rotunda, yeah, so I get a little peek at baby. I have to say, I really enjoy my appointments. I love it. I love the whole experience of being pregnant, and I kind of embrace it fully. I love my pregnant body and my bump, and I just enjoy it because I know one day it will be over. And I do think pregnancy flies by.
When is this baby due?
October. They're just bursting with excitement. Wayne's welcome.
Do you get the names mixed up now?
Sometimes. I'll be honest. They all kind of look alike, especially from the back. So I've often said Kai when it's Jaden, or Brittany when it's Lara, you know.
And do you run out of names then when you're going to pick a baby name for the next baby?
Yeah, it can be challenging, but I think boys' names are harder than girls' names to come up with. I find girls' names much easier, but people find the opposite. Yeah. But
do you have middle names as well?
They all have two middle names. Most of them, I have one son who has one middle name, the rest of them all have two middle names.
They must have used every name there is in the baby book.
We're getting through it all right, but we have we're going to call this baby Abrianna, so it's something a bit different. Our last name is very common, it's Murphy, so you want something that's not going to be 10 kids the same name in the school. My son Ashton, actually, he's the only child in the school called Ashton, so I love that.
Yeah,
but it's like, it's a real privilege to get to name your children, I think.
And what about the God? Oh, you don't do the God thing.
No,
so
we
no
don't
God
do
parents.
Religion, no. What we do actually to celebrate each new baby, now we've done for the last few years, to have a little baby share party. So it gets the kids involved, it celebrates them as siblings, celebrates the pregnancy and the new baby. I wish I'd done it for all of them. I've only done it the last, since Lara. Yeah. But I wish I'd done it for all of them. It's nice.
And you
to
must
do something.
Be taking photos. My phone is just full of photographs, like millions of them. So I can imagine what it's like when you've got 10. And you've got another one on the way.
Yeah, one downside to having a big family is you can't get everyone in the same picture. It very rarely happens. The only picture I have of us all is from when Mavis was 2 weeks old. And now she's nearly one, so it's time for a new picture. But just the stress of getting everyone looking in the same direction, getting everyone, they all mess with each other and then they're making each other laugh. And you're like, just let them look at the camera. But yeah, the photos, I'm going to need more walls in my house, I think, when this baby comes.
I'm trying to think now. Like, even bath time in your house.
And it's crazy. Or we have.
When do you get time to have your shower?
When Stephen is home in the evening, when the kids are kind of chilling.
So he comes in the door, it's hand them over and up you go.
Or this morning I had a shower before most of them got up, so I was up. I was up first, or I just shout one, the other one would say, just listen out and call me if you hear a baby.
But it's in and out, I'd say. It's none of this soaking in a bath for two hours.
When he's there now, sometimes he'll tell you, oh, she'll be 2 hours in the bath or in the shower. But it's just
the
to
chance
get, you
for
know,
you
know yourself to get whatever you need to get done. And then the pick up afterwards.
Oh my God. So then, like tonight, will you go home and make a dinner now as well?
Yeah.
I'm mortified. Because I feel like I don't have time and I need to be getting takeaways. And I've got one child who's in creche. Oh, you're an unbelievable woman. It's so great to meet you. Thanks so much for coming in.
And
the best of luck. Will we meet you again when the baby comes along?
I hope so. That would be lovely.
Yeah, it'd be great to get a picture. And we're going to have to stick a photograph of Rosemary up on our website because you want to see the glamour. And she's about to have her 11th baby. How old are you, Rosemary, can we say?
I'll be 37 on Friday.
37 and 11 children. So you have been pregnant every year.
Practically, yeah. It'll be strange now when the baby days are over to not be pregnant, to be able to have a glass of wine or a cocktail, because I'm just so, my brain is just in pregnant mode. Like.
So you get about 2 weeks off and then it's pregnant again.
Pretty much.
Oh, listen, thanks so much for coming in. That was one of the most interesting interviews I think I've ever done on the show. Fair play to you, Rosemary. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.